It's the 70th anniversary of a classic children's book, Make Way for Ducklings, by Robert McCloskey.
When they got to Boston, there was a nice pond in the public garden with a little island on it. The very place to spend the night, quacked Mrs. Mallard.
That's Rosemary Johnson reading the book to her niece on a special trip to Boston's public garden. Mrs. Mallard and her chicks have charmed generations of readers. They've also influenced something more notorious, Boston traffic. As NPR's Tovia Smith suggests, we can appreciate the ducklings as revolutionaries of sorts.
Call them accidental heroes. Mrs. and Mr. Mallard were never looking to change the world when they came to Boston's public garden. They just wanted a safe place to settle down.
I like this place, said Mrs. Mallard. Why don't we build a nest and raise our ducklings right in this pond?
But before she could lay a single egg...
Look out, squawked Mrs. Mallard all of a dither. You'll get run over.
Nearly done in by those horrid things on wheels, as she called them, Mrs. Mallard retreated, but only long enough to safely hatch her chicks and then return to assert her right to the road, which, as any Bostonian will tell you, can only be seen as a supreme act of bravery.
You're definitely taking your life into your hands. As I'm always saying to my kids, heads up, heads up.
Retracing Mrs. Mallard's waddle through the public garden with just four little ones in tow, Elizabeth Grady confessed a new admiration for the mama duck.
I think she was a lot braver than I am. From the Charles all the way over here, she's quite the brave woman.
She was a leader, Mrs. Mallard.
That's Wendy Landman, head of Walk Boston, the nation's first pedestrian rights group, inspired, she says, by Mrs. Mallard.
She was just saying, let's share the space, guys. We're here, too. So she was certainly ahead of her time.
I'm going to sit on every one of them.
Me too.
Today, across the public garden from other historical luminaries like George Washington, Mrs. Mallard is immortalized in bronze, leading a line of her little jack, cack, lack, mack, knack, whack, pack, and quack, all crafted by sculptor Nancy Shern.
I can't even begin to say what that means to me. Mrs. Mallard was... really, the heroine.
And you don't think we're exaggerating at all, do you?
No, let's play it up.
I think of her that she's really brave.
It is a testament to her legacy that these 21st century tykes like 7-year-old Rihanna Torres and 5-year-old Emily Grieco would never dream of being so callous as those drivers of Mrs. Mallard's day.
I would look around if ducklings were crossing so they won't get squished or anything. Say bye, ducky. Quack.
The ducklings like the new island so much, and when night falls, they swim to their little island and go to sleep.
70 years later, Mrs. Mallard can rest easy knowing she continues to make the city a safer place to walk or waddle.
The end.
Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
Our program is directed by Jonathan Baer, edited by Allison McAdam and Julia Buckley, and produced by Brendan Banaszak. Technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Bracton Booker, Graham Smith, Rob Ballinger, Melissa Gray, Greg Dixon, and Justine Kennan.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.